It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Connie Totticini. She's the principal out at Bruin Point Elementary, and it is our school district update for the week. Always great things going on out there. We had penny drives. We had fun and festivities, as always, for Halloween. And then, of course, we got to talk about Veterans Day, and they've got a really cool thing that's going to happen out there and you know, teach the kids what to do with a flag when it needs to be retired and all of that great stuff. Plus, the holidays are right around the corner as well, so it's probably getting a little bit more crazy up there. Principal Totticini, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking.
And as I kind of alluded to there at the end, is, you know, now that Halloween is kind of out of the way, are the kids starting to figure out what's coming?
Hopefully. You know, this is when we really buckle down, is between now and about February. We come back from Christmas break is when we really buckle down. But yeah, it's fall. It's definitely fall. Lots of energy in our school.
And sometimes that can be a good thing, and sometimes that can be a bad thing. But, you know, we're going to focus on the good, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. One of the things that you guys had go on up there was you had a penny drive, and you do this. You've done this just about every year, I do believe, haven't you?
Since I've been here, yeah. And I think they did it before, but I'm not sure. But yeah, we've had it. It changes every year. The first year we did it, it was the person that brought in the most money, and that was kind of that kind of a competition. Last year, it was the class that it was competition between classes, and then this year it was just rewards for the school. So the goal was, there were several goals, but one of the goals was if we reached our $500 mark, that we would have a magician come in, and he came in, and it was hilarious and so much fun. That came during Red Ribbon Week. And then the other goal was to have a witch's brew station during our Halloween parade, and they made that goal. So that was a $1,000 goal, and that's as far as we got, which doesn't really hurt my feelings a whole lot, as far as I didn't really want to get squirted with ketchup and mustard. So that was the ultimate goal.
Wow.
So, yeah, they were going to squirt the teachers with ketchup and mustard if they made the ultimate goal, I think, of $1,500. Didn't quite make that one.
Well, I almost to the point, I think I'd rather take a pie in the face than ketchup and mustard.
Yeah, the pie was kind of fun. Silly string last year was a ton of fun. They were going to dress us up, though, in, you know, like hazmat suits, so we didn't get in our eyes or anything, but we didn't quite make it to that one.
But you still had a lot of fun. And then where do all the funds go that you guys do when you have these penny wars?
So this is the PTO, our parent-teacher organization, that puts this on for us. And it goes to several different things. We have different activities during the school year. Like, we are going to have a bingo night and a character reading, and that's coming up in November. In February, it helps pay for, we frost cookies for the kids, and it helps pay for, you know, here and there things. They donated some things to the Hero Store, which the kids can purchase with their funds. So, the funds from PTO go to a lot of different things, but it always goes right back to our kids. Last year, they paid for our T-shirts.
And as you said, it's just one more thing that the money just goes right back into the school and allows the kids to have even more fun, right?
Yep, and a big shout-out to our PTO. They do a lot of work, and the kids really, really enjoy it. You know, the second part of the incentive or the goal for the penny drive was the witch's brew station, and so they brewed homemade root beer and had cookies, and then they got a little treat, and the kids really liked that after the costume parade yesterday. So they do a phenomenal job.
Well, very, very good. And you wanted to talk about an event that's coming up on Veterans Day, and this is really cool because they're going to come in and they're going to show kids what to do with a flag when it needs to be retired, right? So I'm going to kind of let you explain that one.
Yeah, well, we have a couple of veterans here on our staff, and we are going to retire our old flag here. We bought a new one, and I'm not really sure. I'm kind of excited to see what we're going to do. Mr. Bain and Ms. Anderson are going to guide this with our school, and so it'll be really interesting. And it's really neat. You know, our kids, they have a lot of patriotism in them. You know, They're really, really good kids, and I think this will be a really good learning experience for them. And then it'll be followed by the fifth grade Constitution Bee. We got some good things going on Veterans Day.
Got to get them ready for that Constitution Bee, don't you?
Yep.
And as you were saying, you know, we are headed into kind of that holiday season, but this is one of those moments, too, when you really got to start buckling down with the kids because, as you said, you know, you come back, and was it in February that you'll start testing?
We start testing actually before Christmas break again, and then we start testing the end of or the middle of April for end of the year testing. But yeah, this is where our biggest learning growth or growth and learning happens is between November and February. That's where we're able to push our students just a little harder, and they grow a little bit more, a lot more actually.
And I'm sure it's not as, you know, noticeable as the one in the summertime when they come back, but is there a little slump when they come back after that Christmas break?
Yeah, there's a little. It's not big, but there is a little bit. They pull out of that within a couple of days. Mostly it's just getting used to being in school again.
Right, that's what I was going to say. Once they realize they're back at school and they have to be there, it all kind of goes away, right?
Yep, they get to be here. We're trying to, that's one thing we're working on this year too, is that, you know, we're very privileged and blessed to be able to come to school where other kids in around the country and around the world aren't. So we get to come to school every day.
Very, very good. All right. Connie Totticini, the principal out at Bruin Point Elementary, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today and bringing us up to speed on what's going on out there. You know what? It won't be long. We'll be talking about, you know, the holidays, we'll be talking, and then, you know, the next thing you know, it'll be talking about the end of the school year, believe it or not. It's kind of crazy how fast this is going.
Yep, it is. It is.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.